here at the 2018 CUNA Lending Council Conference in Anaheim, California, right next to a little place called Disneyland. Have you been over there yet, Patrick?
I've been to downtown Disney.
Oh, okay. Well, that's pretty good. That's pretty good as well. So not bad.
Yes,
but
it
you got to get into the park. We are here with CUNA Mutual Group's very own Patrick McElhaney. Patrick, how are you?
Doing good. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Doing well. It's been a couple of years since we talked. I think we talked at ACUC a couple of years ago.
We did.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And I had to do it again.
And here we are again. So, I mean, just in general, how's the conference going for you guys?
It's really good. Yeah. You know, it's great when you get lending professionals together, especially within the credit union environment. And there's definitely a theme. You know, it's data, it's digital, it's friction, and that's right up our alley based on a lot of work that we're doing at CUNA Mutual.
And we're trying to reduce that friction, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, we don't want to create friction.
No. We're going the other way on that one. Other way. So how are you guys doing that with I mean, because obviously digital and data are two words that are top of mind for this industry for the last few years, and now, you know, frictionless has been the buzzword this year for this industry. So how are you guys using digital and data to create a frictionless environment?
Well, that's a great question. So 3 years ago, we formed a new business transformation unit that was really looking at, well, how do we do just that? How do we move friction both from the B2B relationship as well as what we call the B2B2C? So any member that uses our products and service, how do we make it easier? And we find that credit unions have so much data about their members and trying to help them do something with it. So an example would be, you know, we are the largest credit insurance claims provider in the country. You know, we pay 15,000 claims per month. But that experience for the member trying to take their friction out of that claims process by using credit union data, we've been able to create a self-service digital claims portal. So the member drives their own experience. They file the claim themselves. The credit union no longer has to do it. So there you remove friction from the credit union.
Like it.
And now the member owns the experience. They can choose a digital experience, still use a phone call to get claims updates, or they can get text, email. It's their choice. But because of the data that we get from the credit union, we can go in and we can take the claims, take them all the way through to payment, and not even involve the credit union.
Wow.
So we've saved 16 days in terms of processing time, and our pilot credit union saved about a half an FTE, so that's a lot of friction we've removed from that process.
Right, so you're empowering the member to do this on their own type of thing. So
it's
kind of like going into the self-service line at Home Depot or the grocery store. It's like, hey, I can do this myself. Yes. I'm in control type of thing.
Exactly. Yeah. And so, but we also take a look at different products and services. So how do you remove friction from the purchase of a product? So for example, warranty is a very popular product within the credit union space. People want to have their cars protected. But they're not always willing to pay, you know, $2,500, $3,000 at that time of the loan event. So we kind of, through our transformation process, deconstructed the product and said, well, what if we offered that on a subscription basis to say, well, if you pay $30 a month, just add it to your credit card, you have a warranty. And so we just recently rolled that out because, again, that's a frictionless experience, and it's an ease of doing business experience.
Yeah, it's kind of set it and forget it type of thing. When you have a subscription model like that, those are so effective.
Yep, absolutely, for sure. So
and seamless and all those buzzwords.
You know, anytime we can get access to data, you know, from the credit union, and that's kind of a new concept because obviously they're stewards of the data, so that's sometimes a challenge. But we've been able to do a couple projects like that. We've been able to actually take data and help them with loan growth. We have a program called Predictive Loan Growth. And again, we can look at triggers and we can look at campaigns to help them drive, you know, loan growth, get more loans into the funnel. So it's pretty amazing what you can do with data, right? Because if you think about what consumers are experiencing right now, it's Amazon, right? It's that Amazon experience that they expect to receive from their financial institutions now. And so that's who credit unions are competing against. So however we can use that data to make it a customized, one-on-one experience, that's what we're doing.
And the amount of data that credit unions have, I mean, I've heard it outweighs what even Amazon has on us. Because, I mean, you think about all the transactions and obviously all the stuff that you do at your financial institution. You know, Amazon only has what you buy, you know, or however you use their website. But credit unions, oh my gosh, they have that and more.
They have so much robust data on their members, and it's like a gold mine. But how do you take that data? How do you mine the right information out?
The right information.
You know, I was just recently at a conference called Money 2020.
I was there too.
Were you?
Last week?
Yeah. And the overwhelming theme, and you heard it, was personalized, customized experience using data. Mm-hmm. So it was, that's what we're helping credit unions with, and that's what credit unions need to focus on.
Right on, right on. Our last question for you. How do you see this trend, I don't know, how do you see it going out through 2018 and then go into 2019?
I just think that, again, going back to that customized one-on-one experience. That's going to happen. And we need to find a way that that digital experience is still going to be supported by the physical experience. Right? The branches aren't going to go away. Because millennials are still going to the branches at least once a month. And so it's making sure that the physical is going to support the digital. And I think that's the next
step. It's the balance. Yeah, I heard that too at Money 20. It's the balance between the digital and the personal. So very cool stuff. All right, man. Well, thank you so much, Patrick. Appreciate the time.